from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Greg Hill Show. Greg will be back tomorrow. He's taking the, I think it's Ryanair back from Nantucket later on. Jackson, did you do the poll?
Yes, I'm just about to publish it right now. It is what caused the yacht accident off of Sicily? Water spouts or Jason Bourne type dude?
There we go. We'll see the latest on that. Uh-huh. And everything I read confirms my initial suspicion that this was totally not weather related.
Something that was interesting, Wiggy and I were talking about during the break. The wife was in the same room as her husband. She got out. And I got a text from my friend's mom, Zoe. And she said the boat may have been anchored on the bow and the stern. That's the only way that could have happened. So it would be a huge, huge mistake by the captain or someone else.
The wife got out, but the daughter didn't. So not only did she take the husband down, she took her own
kid
down.
I'm not saying that the wife, like, I just, if you're in the same room, you'd think both would get out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very strange. I mean, these things are designed for us to never know what happens.
We'll wait till the Italian police do a full investigation.
The NTSB will be there. But we get back to a very brief here before we wrap. Where we are entering the last preseason game, I saw this on NBC Sports Boston the other night, Wiggs and Courtney. Are you confident? Are you content with where they are with Drake May? Did you expect more from Drake May, or is he underachieving where you thought he would be at this point of training camp after they took him third overall?
I expected more from the team.
Got it.
With Drake May handling.
That, like, they would have done more.
Like, yeah, all right, you're the number one guy. You're going to get a bunch of reps with the ones. Like,
right.
That's what my expectations were when you draft a guy number three overall. When they drafted him number three overall, at no point did I ever expect that he wasn't going to be starter day one.
Yeah, I didn't either. I thought that for sure. I thought the second they brought in Jacoby Brissett, that Brissett was going to be the guy that would help throughout training camp. He was going to be the big brother backup.
Yeah.
Because it's always been, that's his ceiling.
Yeah.
And so I have to say, there has been, Bedard was on social media, and he does the side-by-side throwing of Herbert and Drake May.
Uh-huh.
And there is kind of a long wind-up bit with Drake May at times, but...
Okay. Isn't Herbert pretty good?
No, Herbert's quicker. Like, he was showing...
You're saying...
Bedard was saying Herbert is more of a pro-ready guy because he's got a much quicker release. Right. But either way...
Right.
I am heartened by what I've heard from Jerod Mayo, and I really think that this has been offered. This has been to Drake May, go out there, here's the reps, earn it. If you play well, it's your job.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's all we could ask.
Yeah. I think that's why I said for Sunday's game, it's more about, and Jerod kind of said it, is he able to control the huddle again? get, you know, make sure the plays are right. And there's no missed assignments, you know, no delay of game penalties. False starts are not the quarterback's fault, 99% of the time. And if he's able to do that, then I think that they feel like, okay, or at least I'm under the impression that they have enough confidence in him to start him week one, knowing that there's going to be growing pains, like knowing that there's going to be issues, knowing that he's going to turn the football over, knowing that the line is kind of, you know, all over the place. Like, but I think they feel like, all right, this will be a good learning experience for him.
Yeah, and he has to have the opportunity of a week of getting ready for a game, something Jacoby Price said is, whatever, he started 50 NFL games. I don't know how many he has. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this week, it's a road game, their only road game, gives him an opportunity to play in that environment. And then you have 2 weeks off. I do like that they stopped the fourth preseason game and then right into the NFL season. The gap between the two, I think, is helpful for the team because you can see more players.
Mm-hmm.
But I am still somewhat surprised that the Patriots are so overwhelmingly predicted to be the worst team in all of football. I think there was something like twice as much money has gone on the Patriots to be the worst team than any other team in the NFL. Do you think it's going to be that bad? Do you think they're going to be like a 3-4 win team?
Oh, God, please, no.
If Vegas has them at the over and under at 4.5.
Which is the lowest.
Yeah, right? And they only won 4 games last year, right? And you really haven't made any crazy significant impactful move in the sense of like where you go, they brought in this veteran, they brought in that veteran. Yeah, you drafted a rookie quarterback, but we all know rookie quarterbacks is for the majority of the time there's growing pains. And my expectations are, yeah, you win 3-4 games.
Like, how many wins do you think the Washington Commanders have this year with Jaden Daniels? 6?
Yeah, 3, you know, maybe
right.
4
so
or 5
wins. I don't know. I mean, the one indictment, the one area that Gerard Mayo could receive legit criticism about is if the defense takes a big step back.
Yeah.
And it's not just Judah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Unrelated.
Right.
That there is, like, the Christian Gonzalez may be the sneaky biggest story that's negative that gets very little coverage. I was on with Andy Hart last Saturday, and shockingly, Ken wasn't there. And he was saying that he has had a rough camp.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And, you know, he's a guy that we all just sort of said was the next Sauce Gardner. He had a great start. He shut down Tyreek Hill, all that. And
yeah, I need to hear more about the rough camp thing, because after you've shown that you can play in real games, and I don't know how much I buy into the rough camp. Give me some more insight on that, but I have high expectations.
Well, in a couple of these games, in the actual preseason games, he hasn't been great.
Yeah.
He had a couple penalties, I think. I mean, either way, the one thing that Belichick did the best was find, develop, and build superb cornerbacks. I mean, whether it was Butler, whether it was winning a Super Bowl with a guy like Earthwin Moreland, whether it was Asante Samuel. I mean, that was the Christian Gonzalez pick was widely celebrated because of his skill set at that time. But
look at their schedule. And you look at their schedule and granted, you know, they'll win some games, but you look at their schedule, do you go like, okay, this is a game they should win? There were a couple of those.
Patriots?
Yeah, the Patriots.
They should win week two against the Seahawks. They should win that. I mean, I don't think they'll be favored, but if they're going to win a game.
But if you're not favored, then how should you win a game?
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Like, and there's some people who think that they're going to hold Drake May till that game. So you're bringing in a rookie quarterback who's the first, if that happens,
right.
The first time seeing the field. Right. Like, that could end up being much harder than.
Right. And yeah, can they win that game? Yes. But when you just sit there and you look at the schedule, you go, all right, like. Even though you're not a Rodgers fan, week three in New York.
But so the Jets start to the season. If you want to feel optimistic, the only way I'm right is if they have a bumpy start. Because then Aaron Rodgers has already laid the foundation of how it's going to be Robert Saleh's fault. There's going to be infighting.
Right.
Hassan Reddick is not even with the team. They have Monday night at the San Francisco 49ers. That is a tough one.
Yes.
They likely lose that game.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to Tennessee. That should be a win.
Yeah.
1-1. Then they have the Thursday. So they've been back and forth to the West Coast. They get in basically Tuesday morning for that next week.
Right.
Then they have another game Sunday and another game Thursday. That is a lot in the first three games of the season.
Right. And I get like where you're going with that. But when you look at their team and then you look at New England's team.
It's different.
Yeah, you go.
Oh, it's not even the same strategy.
Yeah, right. And then after the Jets in New York in week three, you're in San Francisco.
Bad mojo, though. You could have a really great, talented team and bad mojo behind closed doors, and that could really come out.
No, I agree. But I'm just saying, just based off of looking at their schedule, when you say.
No, it's not even close.
How can they get to six wins? I look and I go, all right, yeah, they could possibly get there, but, and I think maybe Greg talked about this, they're not favored in one game.
No, they're not. And
a home or away.
Yeah.
Well, wait till they start winning. Then Vegas is going to change its.
So it's going to be, that's why I think it's going to be, you know, could they be one of the worst teams in the league? Well, they were almost there last year, so anything. KG said, anything is possible.
Amen. Football coverage on WEEI is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. And a lot of very kind texts today, but we'll do one that's topical on the Subaru of New England text line. You can text the show at 37937. On the Subaru of New England text line, find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Tom Curran was on yesterday, 401 texter, saying Gonzo was getting cooked by Thornton in practice.
Oh, okay.
Not good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's not good.
We will see. But what is good is that this show is wrapped. Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, thank you.
You're
good
welcome.
Good job, Curtis. Enjoy your time off.
I will do my best.
Well deserved.
Enjoy the time with Greg tomorrow. I will see you all after Labor Day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.